With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Despite a Supreme Court ruling against his student loan debt forgiveness scheme, President Biden unilaterally canceling another $1.2 billion in federal student loan debt. An ex-FBI informant accused of fabricating a Biden bribery scheme has been released with GPS monitoring pending trial.
According to federal prosecutors, a former FBI informant charged with making up a multi-million dollar bribery scheme involving President Joe Biden, his son Hunter, and a Ukrainian energy company had contacts with officials affiliated with Russian intelligence. The alleged contacts, said to be recent and extensive, were introduced as prosecutors urged a judge to keep Alexander Smirnov behind bars while he awaits trial. He's charged with falsely reporting to the FBI that executives associated with the Ukrainian energy company Burisma paid Hunter and Joe Biden $5 million each. The claim has been central to the Republican impeachment in Korean Congress. Norman Hall, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, video services reportedly showing illegal immigrants attacking NYPD officers again, this time at the taxpayer-funded Randall's Island shelter.
The confrontation between NYPD officers and illegal immigrants at the shelter in New York City last week resulted in one man being arrested and escorted off the premises. The event was just the latest in a string of violent incidents in recent weeks involving illegal immigrants in New York City. The violent incidents have prompted New York's Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul to call for deportations for the first time. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Presidential brother James Biden set to appear today before the House Oversight Committee. It's part of the Republicans' presidential impeachment inquiry. Stocks have been trading lower so far this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is down 108 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 96. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians in Iran is surging.
A coalition of religious freedom groups has released a new report indicating that the Islamic government in Tehran is mounting a full court press against Christianity, jailing and fining as many believers as possible. Those who seek to distribute Bibles come in for special attention as Iranian authorities try to limit the spread of the word. The report is a joint production of Christian Solidarity Worldwide, Open Doors, Article 18, and Middle East Concern. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates are cheering a decision by the Alabama Supreme Court that frozen embryos must be treated as children under the law, saying it could become a model for other states. Chief Justice Tom Parker's opinion reached into the Bible, stating that even before birth, all human beings bear the image of God, and their lives cannot be destroyed without effacing his glory. The plaintiffs in the Alabama case had undergone IVF treatments that led to the creation of several embryos. This is SRN News. For this sports broadcaster, it is a family affair.
Chris Carey has been hired as a play-by-play announcer for Oakland Athletics games on NBC Sports California, becoming the fourth generation of his family to work as an MLB broadcaster. Carey's father, Chip, is the TV play-by-play voice for the St. Louis Cardinals. Chris Carey's grandfather, Skip, called games for the Atlanta Braves for 32 years. And Harry Carey, Chris's great-grandfather, was a winner of the Hall of Fame's Ford C. Frick Award for excellence in baseball broadcasting. Keith Peters reporting.
Amazon being added to the Dow Jones Industrial Average as of today, replacing drugstore operator Walgreens Boots Alliance among the Big 30. In another change, ride-sharing service Uber Technologies will be added to the Dow Transportation Index, edging out JetBlue Airways. More details, SRNnews.com.